I have a story I need to share, and okay. It only the people who listen to this show will understand. I have a grandson. He was conceived within a month after my first husband's death. He seems to have memories of my first husband's life. It started when he was just about 2 years old. He leaned over the top of the sliding board and he looked at me and he said, "Anna, don't you remember when I was your father?" Now, he doesn't normally call me Anna. And at that point in his life, the husband was the father, the wife was the mother.
Right.
Okay? "Don't you remember when I was your father?" And I looked at him and I said, "Were you really?" And he said, "Yes, I was your father. Don't you remember?"
This is the little guy telling you this?
Yes, he was two at the time. So we let it go. One night I'm laying, they lived with us for 5.5 years. My daughter had gotten a divorce, so they lived with us for some time.
Uh-huh.
And I would lay with him while he was falling asleep at night. And he said to me one time, "You know, I remember having jobs." I said, "Well, you're just a little boy." I said, "What kind of job?"
He sounds like he's talking like a grown adult, you know?
Well, this is the way he talks.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible.
And he said, "I remember having jobs." And I said, "Well, you couldn't have had jobs. You're just a little boy." "No," he said, "I remember a job, and I counted and counted and counted. But when I gave the man the paper, it said dollars on it. My first husband had an inventory control business where he would take a crew in, they would do an inventory,
sure.
And then reconcile it to the dollar amount of the store.
They'd be counting and counting and counting.
Counting things, but yeah. When he gave the man the paper, it would have dollars on it. And then he recounted another job he had had during high school. He said, or during college, he said, "I remember driving a truck." And he said, "But it wasn't like a real truck, and it had a funny seat in it. And I would go and stop and go and stop and go and stop." Well, he had had a summer job as a milkman. And I looked at him, and I said, "Timmy, do you understand?" I said, "Owen," because I've since remarried, and he knows that I had been married before and that the man's name was Owen.
Right.
I said, "Owen had those kind of jobs," and I told him, and he sat up in bed, and he looked at me, and he said, "I am Owen." Then another time, he's looking through my closet at all my clothing, and he looks at me, and he said, "Where is that yellow dress?"
Would his personality shift between him and then Owen, almost like he was two different personalities?
No, he has a lot of his mannerisms, though. He really does, right down to he likes to take my hair and not twirl it, but just rub it between his fingers.
And when did Owen die?
Owen died, he was conceived within a month of Owen's death.
Okay, but Owen had already passed on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Owen died, and right after that, he was conceived.
Timing's important because I've always been looking into this in terms of at what moment does this soul, if one believes in reincarnation, when does it come back? So there's no doubt now that Owen was already gone.
His
soul was out there, available.
Right.
And then the little guy got conceived.
Right.
Okay. All right.
And now he's looking for this yellow dress. And I don't own a yellow dress, haven't owned a yellow dress since I don't know when. What yellow dress? He begins to describe this dress to me. It was the prom dress I wore to the senior prom with Owen.
That is unbelievable.
Next thing is, he is now 10, and we don't discourage this kind of thing in our family. We don't feed it, but when it comes up, we don't discredit it.
Sure.
All right? And he has no way of having the sort of information he has. We're sitting out in the backyard on the lawn swing, and he said, "Will you take me to Bermuda?" And I said to him, "Well, I wanted to take you on a vacation next summer." I said, "But Poppy and I thought would take you to Disney World. No, he said, I want to go to Bermuda. I want to smell the flowers. Bermuda was where Owen and I went on our honeymoon.
Oh, my God. Do you believe that he's the reincarnated Owen?
You know, I do. I am a Christian, and I believe in the Bible, but there is a and I forget exactly where it is, but it says something about souls not passing into judgment, but passing from life unto life.
And there's just too much knowledge there. I mean,
and
he's
and
not
there
guessing.
Are too many things that he would have no way of knowing that he has come up with.
Right, and that you would only have tucked away in your head that no one else would know.
Right, because they're not things you talk about,
right.
Like the yellow prom dress. No way of knowing.
No, nobody talks about that. And would there be, let me ask you this, let's play detective for just a second.
Sure.
Would there have been pictures of you in this yellow prom dress that he might have seen?
No.
At some point?
No, because they were all in the possession of my mother. We don't look at old pictures.
Yeah.
We don't spend time doing that.
Does his character change when he starts to bring up these Owen-esque type things?
No, it just seems like it's the most natural flow of conversation.
Okay, his voice doesn't change or anything like that? Okay.
No, he's just him. And he does have a striking physical resemblance. He does have a lot of his mannerisms. And I must say, you know, another thing is, the reason we divorced was he was an alcoholic. And we were watching a commercial on television one night for beer, and he said, I can't drink beer. I can't drink beer ever. And, you
Jeez.
Know, he has never been given this information. The only grandfather he has ever known is my second husband. He knows I was married before and that his name was Owen. And that was it.
Did you get along with Owen outside of his disease?
You know, towards the end of his life, we managed to become friends again. He had gotten past that point, wanted a relationship with his children, and I had a husband I have a husband who's an extremely giving man.
Sure.
And he did not interfere in him coming and actually spending a week at a time, because there was a distance between us, at the house, spending time with his daughters. But my grandson never knew him.
This is Owen's way of coming back to you. I gotta believe it.
I think there's the unfinished business, and this child is just the most... I think what he's doing is trying to make up, in a way, for things that
and maybe
didn't
he
go
but
quite right.
But maybe he also cares about you so much he just doesn't want to say goodbye, you know, and this is another way.
It's possible, but I just had to share this because
that's a
not
great story.
Many people would understand.
We all do.
I wish you would have a guest some night that would give a little more information on
that is an incredible story. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for listening.